Aramina started off down the track in a lope, her long plaits bouncing off her shoulders and buttocks. She was light on her feet, moving with an economy of movement that would have been envied by a hold runner. The sunlight seemed to follow her, illuminating her way on the overgrown trace, the springiness underfoot making the going a pleasure. She shortened her stride as the track switched back on itself and listened intently over the thud of her footfalls for the sound of the wagon. Surely it hadn't taken her father too long to whittle the necessary pins. Dowell and Barla should have made some distance up the logging road. Surely she ought to have heard the lumbering wagon, her father's voice urging nudge and shove to their task. Peering through the thickly planted trees, Aramina looked for some glimpse of the covered wagon. Apprehension lent her impetus, and down the trace she sped, every nerve anxiously alert for any reassuring sight or sound. Faster she ran, positive now in her mind that something had happened. Could Lady Holdless Thella have possibly caught up with them? Taking a more direct line, she bypassed the next turn and pushed through the underbrush, wiggling past trees. Then, as she discerned the bulk of the green-smeared wagon cover through the trees, she moved more circumspectly. The wagon had not shifted from the spot in which they had left it 2 hours past. Trembling with fear, Aramina paused, listening now for the sound of voices, for the bass rumble of Giron, or the crisp acid alto of Thella. Hearing nothing but the wind soughing through the leafless trees, she moved cautiously down until she was poised on the bank above where the wagon was still canted. Muffling a cry of fear, Aramina slid down the bank, recoiling in horror as she saw her father's head and shoulders protruding from under the wagon. Somehow, the blocks had slipped, and the wheel lay once again on its side. Horrified, Aramina was certain that her father had been crushed to death until she saw that one block had fallen directly under the wagon bed, preventing the complete collapse of the heavy load onto her father's chest. Only then did Aramina hear the hoarse grunt and half-sob as she realized that her mother was attempting to lever the wagon bed off her stricken husband.
"Mother! I cannot lift it, Mina,"
Barla sobbed, leaning exhaustedly against the pole.
"I've been trying and trying."
Wasting no words, Aramina threw her weight onto the lever, and though Barla gave every remaining ounce of her strength, the two women could not summon enough mass between them to shift the wagon more than a finger's breadth.
"Oh, Mina, what can we do? Even if we had Pell and Nexa, they couldn't help enough."
Defeated, Barla slumped onto the ground, weeping.
"We lifted it enough. If Pell and Nexa were here, they could pull him free."
Aramina swung round to her father, his tanned face pale with shock, the pulse in his neck beating slowly but reassuringly.
"Pell's found a cave. It's not too far up the track. I'll be right back."
Giving Barla no chance to protest, Aramina started up the track again as fast as she could run. Pell and Nexa just had to be strong enough. She didn't dare believe anything else. And they must hurry. The sun glancing into her eyes warned her that time was very short if they were to rescue Dowell and get the wagon up the trail to the cave. She couldn't consider any other problems then, only the most immediate ones, and she almost ignored the sight of the dragon gliding overhead. She stopped so fast that she almost fell.
"Dragon, dragon, hear me. Help me. Help me."
Aramina had never attempted to communicate with the dragons, but a dragon rider would be strong enough to help her. Surely a dragon rider would not ignore her need.
"Who calls a dragon?"
She recognized the voice of Heth.
"It is Aramina, down on the logging trace, above the river in the forest. Please help me. My father is trapped beneath our wagon, and thread will fall soon."
She jumped up and down in the middle of the trace, waving frantically.
"Oh, please, help me."
"No need to shout. I heard you the first time. My rider wants to know who you are."
To her relief, Aramina saw the dragon change directions, circling down toward the track.
"I told you. I'm Aramina.
May I tell him?"
Such consideration rarely came Aramina's way.
"Yes, yes, of course. Are you Heth?"
"I am Heth. My rider is Kavan."
"How do you do?"
I'd do better if we could see you.
But I'm right here, in the middle of the trace, and the wagon is large. Oh, my father painted it green. If you'll just fly lower.
I'm a dragon, not a wherry. Kavan sees the wagon.
Aramina crashed through the underbrush to reach the wagon at the same time as dragon and rider. Barla looked about to faint with shock at their sudden appearance.